Dip, 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 dip. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle. Dip, 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 dip. Good evening. This is the Labor Exchange. I'm Dennis Kreese, a member of the Boulder Area Labor Council, AFL-CIO. The subject of tonight's program is an update, the financial plight of adjunct faculty, Colorado Community College System, Part 2. And with us is Caprice Lawless, English teacher, adjunct faculty, and second national vice president with the AAU chapter, Front Range Community College, Westminster Campus. And also Mark Ducharme, English teacher, adjunct faculty, and vice president for the American Association of University Professors Chapter, Front Range Community College, Westminster Campus. Caprice and Mark, thank you for being here at the Labor Exchange. Let's begin with some background. Caprice, let's begin with you. As before, how long have you been an English teacher, and how long have you been at Front Range Community College, Westminster Campus?
I've been teaching at Front Range Community College since 1999. I have two master's degrees. And because the work is always part-time, I've done many other jobs in between.
Have you worked at any other academic institutions?
I worked for DeVry University.
Okay. Well, Mark, let's get into yourself. How long have you been an English teacher, and how long have you been at Front Range Community College campus?
I've been at Front Range Community College. I started teaching in the fall of 2006, so I'll be beginning my 12th academic year in the fall.
And could you, for this KGNU listening audience, Mark, could you share your academic background, and have you worked at any other academic institutions?
Certainly. I have an MFA from Naropa University in writing and poetics. I'm a published poet. Before I started teaching at Front Range, I co-taught a literature class at Naropa, and I also have been guest faculty in the internationally known summer writing program at Naropa University.
All right, then. Very good. Let's begin with, I'd always like to, when we have a show like this, I like to define part of the subject. And this, let's begin with adjunct professor. So, Caprice, what is an adjunct professor, and why are they hired by schools on a contractual part-time basis as opposed to the traditional university model of full-time employment?
Well, it's got a sad history. Initially, back in the 70s, adjunct faculty comprised about 15-20% of faculty, and they were usually professionals who taught a class or two on the side. Over time now, that has flipped, and now, for example, adjunct faculty comprise 80% of the total faculty in the Colorado Community College System. And research shows that most of them, this is their main job.
Do you believe this trend will expand or decline?
It has to be reversed because it's a failure. It's a failure for student learning. It's a failure to the community of higher education. It is only a success for people romanced by algorithms.
Mark, just to finish up this part on just adjunct professor, could you explain, detail, the job description of an adjunct professor?
Sure. The adjunct professors do everything the so-called, and I call them so-called full-time professors because many adjuncts teach as many or more courses a semester as our full-time colleagues. So our job is exactly the same in terms of teaching, preparing our courses, grading and meeting with students and sometimes writing letters of recommendation and whatnot. The only thing that the so-called full-time colleagues do that we don't is they have to do committee work or other forms of service to the college as part of their condition of employment. Adjuncts do not necessarily have to do that.
And what percentage of your work is spent outside the classroom?
A great deal, the majority. So on a week in which I'm grading papers, I would say about a quarter of my working time for the college is spent in the classroom. Another quarter is spent preparing classes, preparing the next day's classes, responding to student emails, meeting with students, and things of that nature. And then about half of my time, at least, is spent grading papers.
All right, then. Thank you for that, defining everything and giving a description to kind of set up the content of the show, which we'll discuss now, and that's the subject, the financial plight of adjunct faculty, Colorado Community College System, Part 2, build on from our interview about 1 year ago. So, Caprice, again, and as before, could you talk about your workload at Front Range Community College Westminster Campus, and how much are you compensated for your work, and beyond that, do you receive any medical benefits, pension benefits, sick leave, due process, so on and so forth?
Since the passage of the Affordable Care Act, most adjunct faculty are only assigned 3 classes a semester. So I teach 7 classes a year on average, and my income for last year was under $18,000. The living wage income for Adams County is $28,000. For Boulder County, it's $29,000.
For one person?
For one person. So the taxpayer subsidizes the so-called business plan of the community college system by funding, for example, food banks, subsidized housing, subsidized health care, subsidized utility assistance for many, many adjuncts. And we teach in our adjunct survival workshops and on our website, we have resources for adjunct faculty so to help them try to make ends meet.
Let's personalize this. It's a question from in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But what kind of financial challenges do you presently experience? And what kind of adjustments have you made, for better or worse, to have a reasonable lifestyle?
For about 10 years now, I have rented out rooms in my house. So I used to enjoy my own house, but now I have 2 to 3 roommates at any given time, and that's how I'm able to make it through. And even then, I'm in debt, but that's how I'm able to make ends meet, or try to meet.
And I believe there was an article about you in the Daily Camera last year.
Right.
With that.
Right.
So if anybody's listening audience, you could probably reference just Caprice Lawless, Daily Camera adjunct faculty, and you'll come up with that, really difficult, sad story in terms of what she has to do in order to have, a reasonable lifestyle. Mark, let's move on to you. could you discuss detail your level of compensation, etc., and your own financial challenges? And beyond that, let's go with that first.
Okay, well, like Caprice, I'm paid about $2,600 per 3-credit class. And again, we're only accorded 3 such classes per semester. So in order to make ends meet, make my mortgage payment on my tiny little condo, I have to have another non-professional job, which I work over 20 hours a week, usually. So that's what I have to do. And even with that, the whatever modest increases I've seen to my income in the years since I've been teaching for the college are greatly offset by my expenses are just going haywire. And, I'm quite concerned about the long-term sustainability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can understand it. I just looked at, it almost like evaporated right away when I'm on Social Security. And, you get an increase, but, all it took was like the Part D, your prescription coverage and everything. And mm-hmm. that rose and actually ate up all that mm-hmm. Monthly increase. And I'm sure that in certain things with whether it be gas or food or something else, it may be a medic. But beyond that, I think it's a foregone conclusion. You don't have medical benefits, pension benefits, or sick leave.
No, we make a contribution to PARA predicated on our income, So because of that, the contribution is small. So the other thing that the no one is measuring is what's going to happen when all these adjunct faculty retire.
And that could be a problem. Because mm-hmm. It'd be more public assistance.
Exactly.
I don't envision a possibility of retiring.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's be, you know, I got to get answers from both of you. And Caprice will start with you, and then Mark, you can follow. Could you both educate this KGNU listening audience on the financial monetary gap in the context of non-tenured faculty versus tenured faculty?
Well, the AEP publishes a annual salary survey and economic status of the profession every spring. And it showed that this, now in America, 50 to 70% of all faculty everywhere are contingent or adjunct. So in the Colorado Community College system, for example, there are 4,600 plus adjunct faculty and about 1,700 full-time faculty across 13 colleges in the whole state. So the adjunct faculty earn under $19,000 a year on average, and the full-time faculty, their wages, the minimum is $48,000, and they go up all over 80, some of them, depending on the years of service.
It's quite a big gap.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Mark, how do, you know, because I had down here from last year, and again, to vary, I had like 20,000 versus 100,000, but I'm certain that certain professors may make that. You know.
Oh, sure, in the four-year schools, yeah.
And Mark, with this, how do impromptu, unannounced cancellations of classes impact adjunct professors like yourself and like Caprice?
Well, they impact us directly. Mm-hmm. You know, your class could be canceled because it didn't make enrollment. There's a certain minimum enrollment you have to make or else the class is canceled. Even if your class makes enrollment, it can be taken away from you if, say, for example, a so-called full-time faculty member's class doesn't make enrollment. You could, you know, if your class happens to be at the same time on the same day, that might be something that is taken away from you to give to the full-time faculty member. And this is, you know, bread off of our table, literally.
With that, there's the finish up here on this question. You know, how many classes would each of you need to teach to reach the lower middle class?
Well, you go ahead, Mark.
Okay, so I can speak to that. Depending on how you define lower middle class, let's assume it's 40,000 a year. I would have to teach 16 classes a year in order to do that. So let me say a couple of things about that. First of all, the CCCS will not give me 16 classes a year, but let's say they allowed me to have that many classes a year. I might need to choose between sleeping and commenting on student papers. So, again, I stress that the most time-consuming part of my profession is in fact feedback on student writing. This is and Caprice mentioned the things they're not measuring. So the one thing that they're not measuring is how much one thing that's lost due to the issue of instructor impermanence, which is something that was brought up in a recent AAUP document, is this kind of dedication and commitment. So oftentimes adjunct faculty members have to choose between supporting themselves at a bare minimum, not even a quality lifestyle, and or doing their due diligence as professors.
All right, then thank you for that. Let's get into you. Both of you have not been passive, and so let's move into this segment of the show under this title, Financial Plight of Adjunct Faculty, Colorado Community College System, Part 2, Organizing. Caprice and Mark, you both hold leadership positions with the AAUP. You, Caprice, is the second national vice president, And Mark, you are the vice president with the local AAU chapter at Westminster campus, Front Range Community College. What kind of capacity, members, have you built with other adjunct faculty here and within the Colorado Community College system? Go ahead.
Well, we started with nothing. So we started in 2013, and we're up to scores of adjunct faculty. And, of course, full-time faculty are invited to join as well. Most of our members are adjunct faculty, and we have members in 6 of the 13 colleges so far.
Okay, then. And you've been part of that as well, right, Mark?
Yes.
And Kay. And could you put a number on that right now, like 40, 50, 100?
It's around 50, 50 to 60.
50 to 60.
And it fluctuates depending on if we have some work in the legislature. When we have a bill before the state legislature, then more people join our ranks.
And that's good.
Mm-hmm, right, and that's typical. It's also extremely challenging because we're so atomized and dispersed. Most adjunct faculty go into the building, teach their class, and then get out. There's not even a venue or a possibility for meeting your fellow teachers. So we go out of our way. We have an annual Damn It Summit at the Denver Press Club where we curse and we cuss and discuss the administration.
Yeah. Okay, then. You know, that's kind of a good segue to this question, and you can both respond to it. The American Association of University Professors, you already alluded to it, you're celebrating your 5th year of organizing Colorado Community College faculty. And I got the whole sheet and two pages, the press release from April 2018. And there's some interesting things there. Could you discuss and explain the different types of outreach utilized to contact adjunct faculty? Go ahead, Caprice, and then Mark, I'll have you follow up.
Okay, well, we had a series of pub crawls, monthly pub crawls, mm-hmm. and we announced those. And our website's useful because we're able to reach out to people and they can follow up. We also have, we had a faculty unservice this fall. We also have, in the winter, we have an event in January, also at the Press Club. We also have little coffee meetings and potlucks and picnics and you name it. We're constantly planning some little event to try to get some people together. You know, our motto is make friends, make noise, make a difference.
When you have the adjunct faculty cookbook, is that right?
We published a cookbook, and we also published a coloring book.
A coloring book. That's great. I mean, I did look at that. Thanks for sharing that mm-hmm. with me. Mark, as part of this question, let me move into you with this, is that where have you traveled within the state of Colorado to organize adjunct faculty?
Well, go ahead. Caprice is the one who's done the traveling, so she can speak to that. I just want to add, though, to what Caprice said. I mean, Caprice organized these workshops for people to try to apply for unemployment benefits because we're not paid between semesters. Like Caprice and I, our last paycheck will be at the end of this month. And then since I don't have any summer classes, I'm not going to get paid again until, sometime in September, I think.
Okay. All right, then. And,
But Caprice can speak to where she's traveled for this.
Yeah, I want to just know, let the listening audience know the geographical locations, because you did some driving.
Oh yeah. Well, we had unemployment workshops in Castle Rock, Denver, Louisville, and we've also gone out to Lamar and Trinidad and La Junta, Pueblo, try to meet with adjunct faculty. We have a fairly large group in Fort Collins at the Larimer campus of Front Range Community College.
Was Durango in the mix there at all?
We went to Durango for an annual meeting for the Colorado Conference.
Mark, let me ask you this, and Caprice, you can follow up. What is your ongoing organizing message?
Well, I think really the message is and needs to be the impact this has on students. I've been listening on KGNU, actually, on Democracy Now!, I've heard many of these teacher organizers from other states, K through 12 teachers, that is, to speak about their successful actions, you know, and they always stress the impact it has on students, and as they should. Something that I think our colleagues in the community college system maybe haven't thought about as much as they might is the impact that the adjunct situation has on students. I mean, I alluded to it earlier when I talked about the need to choose between, you know, adequate income versus, you know, time spent, you know, talking with students, responding to emails, commenting on their work and whatnot. Many of us are unable to have office hours because we're rushing off to other jobs, and not everyone has access to an office, though at our campus, I think most people who want to do, but that's not true across the system. And it may not be true at other campuses, I don't know, of our college. But so there's all these ways that the adjunct situation directly impacts students, and I think that that's really a message that we need to stress. And it's ironic because our administration puts forth all this rhetoric about student learning and the importance of that. And of course, everyone wants students to learn, but the real student learning outcome of the adjunct situation is that adjuncts are so overworked, so tired, so stressed about other things like money and insurance and health that, you know, no matter how dedicated we are, no matter how hard we try, and this is, again, was a point made, I think, in the Beige paper, that, you know, it does impact teaching and learning.
Just real quickly, and I guess, Caprice, you're the best one to do it, and you can just quickly answer. How supportive has the American Association University Professors, you know, National Headquarters Office in Washington, D.C., been with your efforts and Mark's efforts?
Well, they're extremely supportive. They launched the historic first ever investigation of a community college, and they investigated the firing of our colleague Nate Bork, who dared question the dumbing down of the curriculum there at the Community College of Aurora. And so they rallied to his defense and consequently censured the Community College of Aurora. They've also given us funds to put on some of our programs, and also we're making a film now.
All right, then we have about 5 minutes left. I want to get into this because this is positive effort on both of you. The Colorado State Legislature, could you both explain the two bills that were introduced this past Colorado Legislature 2018? And it was House Bill 14-1154, sponsored by State Representative Randy Fisher, and I believe he's Fort Collins, and the Senate Bill 15-094, sponsored by State Senator John Kafalas, who's also Fort Collins.
Right.
So how would these bills alleviate the financial plight of adjunct faculty?
Well, these bills were not in 2018. Caprice, do you recall?
They were in 14 and 15.
Oh,
right.
I'm looking at
right.
that. Yep.
But no, they were both basically equal pay for equal work bills. And our strategy with the bills was to say, what's the cost for teaching a course? What are you going to pay a professor? And whether that person teaches full-time or part-time, they'll be paid X. And then benefits would be bestowed to the adjunct faculty according to the number of hours he or she were teaching. But they both went down in flames because the community college system used taxpayer funds to hire lobbyists to the tune of $132,000 to make sure that both of our bills were defeated. And along the way, they had fun disparaging the dedicated and extremely focused faculty members of the adjunct faculty in the community college system. It was really heartbreaking to see.
And I just want to add that $132,000, you could buy 2 to 3 full-time faculty members for a year with that kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, the community college administrators have some nice rhetoric going on, but ye shall know them by their deeds. Here I am quoting scripture. Oh, dear.
No, it's okay, because when I read that statistic, and I apologize to both of you, I'm usually pretty on the button with the House bills and Senate bills, but I forgot to look at the beginning numbers, which do include 2014, 2015. But, you know, on my end, and you've already expressed it, Mark, I thought it was not just incredible, but, you know, I'll be honest with you. I think it's disgusting that you spend $132,000 to basically screw your own employees. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether that's appropriate to say that or not, but...
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. So, but your reactions, and I'm assuming the other reactions of the people you've organized, was pretty much the same.
We're devastated.
Yes. Yes. Well, very, very deeply disappointed.
Well, we're moving on here. We got about, I'm going to say, 2 to 3 minutes. And you both have done well. And I always like to get into a summary. So let me begin with you, Caprice. Do you have any final thoughts or comments for this KGNU listening audience in the context of tonight's subject, an update, the financial plight of adjunct faculty, Colorado Community College System, Part 2?
Well, I just would like to invite any adjunct faculty to come to the Dammit Summit May 30th at the Denver Press Club. The details will be on our website, 6 to 9 p.m. And also, we are going to be organizing some direct action this fall, so be part of that. They can email us at aaupofcccs.
aaupofcccs.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. And the summit starts at what time?
6 p.m.
6 p.m.
All right, then. So for those of you who joined us late, the subject of tonight's program was an update, the financial plight of adjunct faculty, Colorado Community College System, Part 2. And with us was Caprice Lawless, English teacher, adjunct faculty, and second national vice president, AAUP chapter, Front Range Community College, Westminster campus. And Mark Ducharme, English teacher, adjunct faculty, and vice president, for the AAU chapter at Front Range Community College, Westminster campus. Caprice and Mark, thank you for being on Labor Exchange again at KGNU. And for anybody who has any comments about this show or any other show, please call 303-447-9911. And next week, Monday, May 21st, 2018, please listen to La Lucha Sigue at 6 p.m. This has been a Labor Exchange, and I'm Dennis Kreese for KGNU Community Radio. Dip,